Good morning. And welcome to worship on this holiday weekend. My name is Mike Eller. I'm the minister of music here at Greystone. I want to give you a hearty welcome. I think you're in for a great morning of worship and community together. I want to start with a social experiment here. So who in the room, by show of hands, has a Twitter account, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, anything like that? I think most hands, yeah, some of you are actually checking your accounts right now, and that's probably not a good thing. Now, who in the room would also not dare think to be without those accounts for even just a couple of days? You feel kind of lost? Yeah. I think that confirms what the Apostle Paul was confirming in 1 Corinthians when he called us the body of Christ, that we're all connected, that we're made for community. We want to feel like we're a part of a greater community. And so that's our drive here at Greystone, to make you feel connected. We have some tools to do that. And this morning, I want to point those out. You have a pew pad that we like for you to send on down the row, and you can do that at any point. That helps us stay connected with you with some information. We also find that it helps you know who you're worshiping next to. So you might see a name you don't know, or maybe a name you don't remember. Hopefully it's not a family member, but you want to make sure that you're connected with those on your row. Inside that pew pad, you'll find a Connect card. We find this to be a helpful tool, members and guests alike, to share with us some information on what we can connect you with, whether it's information on our part, or you might have a prayer request to give us that we can be in prayer for you. So utilize those tools, and may we stay connected this morning, and may you sense that you're a part of community. I want to share some words about our guests this morning. You may know this group very well, and I'm just beginning to know them. This is the Hickory Grove Quartet, and they've agreed to come and worship with us and enhance our worship through song. And I'm so excited to have Brian and Fred and Gene and Randy. I thought it was really telling when they told me that they're going to be giving out free CDs in the back. So if you have not yet picked up one of those resources, maybe on the way out, you can do that. But if you're anything like me, you realize that musicians don't often give out free products these days. But that's just their heart. If you read their bio on their website and you talk to them a little bit, you sense that they're in this for the right reason. They want to minister to this region, and they've been doing it for many, many years. So we're grateful to have them share their worship with us as we worship along with them. So thanks, guys, for being here. A word from the Apostle Paul as we begin this hour of worship, and may it call us to worship this morning, from Philippians. Finally, brothers and sisters, fill your minds with beauty and truth. Meditate on whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, whatever is virtuous and praiseworthy. May that be our calling this morning.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humbling your hearts to God, saved from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians away. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, trumpets will surely sound. It shall rise, righteous be in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound.
Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore, when we meet on that shore, free from all care. Rising up in the sky, telling the world goodbye, onward we then shall fly, glory to share.
Jesus is coming soon,
morning or night or noon.
Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will surely sound.
All of the
dead shall rise,
righteous be
in the sky,
going where
no one dies, heavenward
bound.
Jesus is coming soon,
morning or
night or noon.
Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, and crown him.
Again, good morning, church. You've heard the first verse. Now we're going to turn to page 43 and sing the second, third, and fourth. Would you please stand? Ye chosen seed.
Special day at our church because we get to participate in communion. And when I think about communion, I think that that's a meal that we share together that helps us remember something really important and really special. There are a lot of things that I eat in my life that remind me of special things and special people. Like if I eat Jell-O Jigglers, especially if they're red, they remind me of going to my mamaw's house because she always had, back then they were called Knox blocks, and there were Knox blocks in their fridge every time I went to mamaw's house. And I knew that I could go and open that fridge and get out a red Knox blocks and eat it, and it was delicious. So if I eat red Jell-O Jigglers, I remember my mamaw. Or if I eat a wintergreen mint, it reminds me of going to church with her because she always had them in her purse. And she would always sneak me some mints in the middle of church so I could have something to eat. Or if I eat fried cornbread, that's my granny. Yeah, so if I eat fried cornbread, I always remember granny. Or if I eat curry chicken, I remember going to Thailand with my seminary friends and getting to meet real live missionaries and see what they do in Thailand. or if I eat cotton candy. In cotton candy, if I eat cotton candy, I remember going to the state fair and always getting cotton candy. Yeah, cotton candy's really yummy, right? But when I take communion at church, when I eat that bread and I drink that juice, I remember that Jesus loves me. And I remember that Jesus loves me so much that Jesus died on the cross to say, I forgive you. When you do something that makes God sad, I forgive you. And this was a special meal that Jesus shared with his friends before he died. And he told them, anytime you eat this meal, I want you to remember me and remember how much I love you. So when we take communion, if you are eating it or if your parents are eating it, I want you to remember that Jesus loves you. And anytime we take this meal together, I want you to remember that, okay? Let's say a prayer together. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for the gift of forgiveness. Help us to remember you and remember your love for us as we share communion together later this morning. In your name we pray. Amen.
We're going to do a couple of songs for you. Both have a great message. First was Amazing God, and how amazing a God we serve. The many miracles he did, just so amazing. The second one is Under Control. Just know that whatever, it don't matter. Just like you, Pastor. Don't worry about it. God's got it under control. He's going to send whoever he would send at that time and when he wants it. Listen to these two songs. I hope they bless your heart today. You want to hear the story of how I made it through. When life is full of trouble, pain and fear, the answer may sound simple, though everything else crumbles, one thing has remained through all the years. I still serve an amazing God, and he's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod. He still cares, he still heals, he's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song will ever be. Amazing God, you're still amazing me. The God who parted waters still makes a way today. He's always brought me through the troubled sea. The one who fed the thousands, whose words could calm the tempest. And he's my bread of life, and he's my peace. I still serve an amazing God, and he's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod. And he still cares, and he still heals, and he still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song will ever be. Amazing God, you're still amazing me. An amazing God, and he's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod. He still cares, and he still heals, he's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song will ever be. Amazing God, you're still amazing me. Amazing God, you're still amazing me.
Still in control.
is still in command.
So rejoice in your soul.
Rejoice in your soul.
For it's under control.
It's under control.
Now you may be like David of old, and a giant trial you may face. And just when it seems that you're standing alone, you'll find Jesus standing there in your place. With a stone of faith, your giant will fall, and Jesus all the victory will give. So today, as back then, in this world so full of sin, remember God has it under control, under control.
The winds obey His
will. Control.
When He speaks, the storms be still.
Don't be afraid.
Oh, don't be afraid.
Let's stand up. Hymn number 52.
Oh, for a thousand tongues, Let us pray. Dear Lord, you are so blessed we have so much. Help us to see beyond the doors of this church and of our homes, to see the needs of our neighbors in our communities and around the world. Your love and salvation is for everyone. Please accept this portion of what you have given us and let it be used to share your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
And what joy feels
were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. May God add understanding to the reading of this lesson. Thanks be to God.
The 4th of July is somewhat unique among the holidays. Other nations celebrate their independence by marking the date of a battle, or a treaty, or a birthday. But let's face it, in America, we've never really celebrated the conventional. We do not celebrate April 19th. That's the first battle of the Revolution at Lexington and Concord in 1775. Do you know what October 19th could signify? What's the date of the climactic battle in Yorktown in 1781? Every year, September 3rd passes us, and we forget that it's the date of the signing of the Peace of Paris in 1783. That's the treaty that sealed the U.S. victory in the Revolution and our independence. No, instead, this Tuesday, we will stop. We will not go to work. We will celebrate. And we will celebrate what is basically the signing of a committee report, the Declaration of Independence. You know the words: we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. We celebrate the pervasive idealism that called these five committee members, Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. This committee report is oh so much more than a simple document or a summary or even a declaration. The words mark us as a nation. Its ideas come up over and over again in our rhetoric, our decision-making, our struggles, our hopes. Indeed, July 4th is a good day to celebrate, a good day to celebrate even a committee report. Now, we as Baptists are particularly fierce about this notion of independence and freedom. Thomas Helwys founded the first Baptist congregation on English soil. And he also wrote his own declaration. In 1611, he wrote a short declaration of the mystery of iniquity. And in it, we find these words: "For we do freely profess
that our Lord the King has no more power over their consciences than of ours, and that is none at all. For our Lord the King is but an earthly king, and he has no authority as a king but in earthly causes. And if the king's people be obedient and true subjects, obeying all human laws made by the king, our Lord the King can require no more. For men's religion to God is between God and themselves. The king shall not answer for it, neither may the king be judged between God and man. So let them be heretics, Jews, Turks, or whatsoever. It appertains not to the earthly power to punish them in the least measure. Like a true Baptist, it wasn't enough for Thomas Helwys to simply think these thoughts or to just write them down or share them with his fellow dissenters. No, Helwys sent an autographed copy of his work to King James I. He was promptly imprisoned, and then he died in that prison. It's hard to be authentically Baptist and not have this deep-rooted passion for freedom, especially religious freedom. Another Baptist preacher story. In 1802, on New Year's Day, a Baptist preacher named John Leland showed up at the White House and gave Thomas Jefferson a 1,235-pound cheese wheel. It measured more than 4 feet in diameter, 13 feet in circumference, and was 17 inches tall. I think my favorite part of this story, besides the ridiculous size of this gesture, is that in making the cheese, the good Baptists of Cheshire, Massachusetts, would only use milk from Republican cows. No Federalist cows were permitted to contribute. They painted on the crust the inscription, "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God." And Jefferson stood on the steps of the White House in his customary black suit and personally received a giant cheese. Later that day, he wrote a letter to the Baptist Association in Danbury, Connecticut. And in that letter, he said that the First Amendment built a wall of separation between church and state. And those words, to this day, frame most of the discussion that we have around the First Amendment. If we're honest, we know that our nation hasn't always lived up to these principles of liberty. It never occurred to the men in Philadelphia that the right to vote should include women, although Abigail Adams surely imagined the day that it would. To secure the support of southern colonies, the founders decided not to address the question of slavery. They took out all of Jefferson's references in the Declaration of Independence that came anywhere close to describing freedom for slaves. Yet the American experiment with freedom, especially religious freedom, was still unprecedented. And it remains worth celebrating. And so this week, we will revel in and give thanks to God for freedom because we live in a land of liberty. We can speak, think, travel, believe, type into Facebook, whatever we want. It's freedom. But yet, I know a lot of people who don't seem to be all that free. I'm afraid our age will be known not as the age of freedom, but as the age of anxiety, perhaps. We are anxious about so many things, having enough money, having good enough health, being secure, being safe. Freedom is a big problem for us. How do we know that our loud claims of freedom are not simply the rattling of our chains of slavery? We Americans may be more free from government intrusion than other nations, but in some ways we are completely enslaved. We are slaves to our prosperity. We are slaves to our desires. We are slaves to our fears. And as a people, we are slaves to sin. Although we live in the richest society in the history of the world, we assume that there is not enough. not enough life, not enough food, not enough entertainment, not enough happiness, and so we scrap and hoard and dominate. Now, to be sure, this not enough thinking keeps our economy going. But what if? What if, as we sit in this place that is marked and held by the Spirit of God, what if we begin to understand that there really is too much? What if we are actually simply overwhelmed and our imaginations can't take it all in? There is limitless beauty for us to wonder at. There is truth to explore, not just the dimensions of science or the ponderings of philosophy, but the depths of poetry, the testimony of history. There is deep goodness in the human spirit to admire, in great explorers and mighty warriors, in the humble potter and the resourceful nurse. Life is not in short supply. And this morning, we hear the words of the Apostle Paul, that there is an abundance of love and joy, of peace, patience, and kindness, and faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. And with all of this abundance, surely we are called to freedom. A kind of freedom that is not a license to do whatever you want, but an opportunity to freely serve God. For Paul, the true exercise of freedom is not found in doing your own thing, but in serving your neighbor. To be free means believing in our core that there is enough, and then sharing our full selves with one another. Freedom is following the Christ who invites us to this table today. The Christ who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, sharing with all of us and taking the form of a servant. To do whatever you want, in spite of the needs and feelings of those around you, is not the way of Christ and will only lead to death, the death of joy, the death of peace, the death of a life worth living. So, on Tuesday, celebrate. Celebrate the abundance that surrounds each of us and the cause of freedom. As citizens of this land, let's remember the words that established our union. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity. Those are excellent words. And noble ideas. Celebrate that. And as we gather around this table today, let us also celebrate the words that bind us together as disciples. You shall love. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. We celebrate these words and we cherish these words because there was a night. There was a night when Jesus gathered with his disciples at a table. It was the night that he was betrayed. And our Lord Jesus took a loaf of bread and gathered with his friends. He broke that bread. And he gave thanks, and he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he also took the cup, after supper, and he said, "This cup is the covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, brothers and sisters, in freedom, founded in abundant love, this table is set for you. Come and eat. Pray, dear God, that you would bless this, your body. Bless us as your gathered body. And may your Spirit lead us into places of brokenness where we can love. Amen.
Amen.
cup of new covenant, founded in love. Thanks be to Christ. The peace of Christ be with you. Stand. Greet each other with the peace of Christ. We come to a time of commitment. Please be seated. Oh, no, we're going to stand. We're going to sing. Okay. You've experienced much this morning. Excellent music from our quartet, the fellowship of the gathered body of believers, communion, the word of God read and heard and proclaimed. So now is time for your response. Join together and sing. Make your commitments and your prayers as needed. I stand here and wait. Be seated. I'm going to invite our quartet to come and get ready to sing us out of worship. But while they are coming, let me remind you of a few things. There is a food drive that will be going on this month. It will benefit Raleigh Urban Ministries. There are specific things on specific Sundays. Next week is beans. And the last one is scotch tape. But there is a list in your bulletin. And so on those Sundays, if you would be so inclined to give your donations, it would be a blessing to our whole community. Also know that this month has 5 Sundays. So on the last Sunday of July, the 5th Sunday, our children will be taking up pocket change, and that pocket change will benefit, will go along with the food that we're sending to Raleigh Urban Ministries. Our children will be at Montreat for Passport Kids Camp. They leave tomorrow morning at 7:30. And you should also know that the office is open on Monday, closed on Tuesday, and then reopens on Wednesday. We are so thankful that the Hickory Grove Quartet would be here with us today. On your way out, there will be some folks with baskets. If you would like to make a love offering, then you can do that, and we will give it to the quartet. And also, do not forget about the CDs that are available as you leave as well. Gentlemen, thank you. It's been a delight. Sing us out.
about the coming of the judgment. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
There's a better day a-coming. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
There's a better day a-coming.
Fare thee well, fare thee well.
In that great getting up morning.
Fare thee well, fare thee well.
In that great getting up morning.
Fare thee well, fare thee well.
When you see the lightning flashing,
fare thee well, fare thee well.
When you hear the thunder crashing,
fare thee well, fare thee well.
When you see the stars are falling,
fare thee well, fare thee well.
When you hear the chariot calling,
fare thee well, fare thee well.
In that great getting up morning,
fare thee well, fare thee well.
In that great
getting up morning,
fare thee well,
fare thee well.
When you see the lightning flashing, when you hear the thunder crashing, when you see the stars a-falling, when you hear the chariots calling,
good news, good news, chariots coming,
good news, chariots coming.
So glad,
so glad, chariots coming, and I don't want to be left out.
There's a long white robe in heaven, I know.
Long white robe in the heaven, I know. Long white robe in the heaven, I know.
I said good news,
good news, chariots coming,
good news,
good news, chariots coming.
So glad,
so glad, chariots coming, and I don't want to be left out.
In that
great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well.
In that
great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well.
In that
great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well.
In that
great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well.
God bless you.